Hey, y'all. So I met my husband in high school, 9th grade. He was a total jock, and I was not into him. Until we went to college. We went to the same college, and I actually got to know him, and I fell madly in love with him. I'm glad he's not here to hear me say that. I fell madly in love with him, and ever since we started dating, he always told me, like, girl, I'm going to marry you, girl. And he did. Two kids, and $25,000 later, we got married. We planned a beautiful wedding at Silburn Arboretum. The plan was to get married right out front of this beautiful oak tree. I'm really into nature, so that was my thing. And it was, like, the most beautiful thing. We were, like, deep into wedding planning. He was very involved. He actually found the caterer, the DJ, and the wedding planner, who all worked under the same company. So I'm like, oh, we're doing really good. We are ahead of the game. We were at, like, wedding tastings. We picked out linens with the planner, picked out all the music. So we were like, okay, this is going great. 2 months before the wedding, we got a hysterical call from the wedding planner, who told us that she was dissolving her business with the caterer and the DJ for irreconcilable differences, which really she told us that the caterer had all of these things going on, like she wasn't upholding her end of the bargain. It was a mess. Brides were upset. So immediately we called her and was like, listen, what is going on? With 2 months before the wedding, for the person who's providing the food and the alcohol, I'm like, we're going to go with you and just find a day of coordinator because all of the things are already planned at this point. Okay, great. We decided to find a new planner. Everything was great. Everything was fine. We come to the wedding day. I'm so excited. My sister comes to pick me up. She brings me coffee. I get all of my things from the house. We go to my mom's house. My wedding dress, all of the things are with me. It's very important that we got to the wedding on time because we planned this beautiful sunset wedding in October in front of this big oak tree. So we lied to our guests, 150 mostly black people. We had to do this so the wedding could start on time. We had to tell them. We told them the wedding was 45 minutes earlier than what it was. All of this. At 10 minutes before it's time for me to, like, get dressed and leave so we can go to the arboretum and take photos, I am frantic looking for my wedding dress. I cannot find it. I don't know where it is. I have a 8-month baby on my hip, crying, wanting the boob. I'm just over it all. And I find out that the wedding dress is in the trunk of the rental car, getting detailed, which was supposed to be dropped off an hour ago. So now, the wedding that I told people that started 45 minutes earlier than what it did, I'm late for a whole hour. Get to the ceremony and the beautiful oak tree that we're getting married in front of. It looked a lot like this. It was pitch black. It was pitch black outside. My husband is walking around in circles like, oh my gosh, is she coming? Of course I am. It only took us forever to get married. So we get to the wedding. The ceremony was beautiful. The vows were just beautiful. The whole entire wedding party, we were snotting. We were crying, including me. Just so beautiful. And it was just like a fairy tale. It was a dream until cocktail hour, because we did this whole room flip thing. And it's like, oh, this is cute. We're going to have cocktails out in the lounge and crab dip and all of these things. Until we ran out of food 15 minutes into the cocktail hour. There were no napkins. There were no forks. There was hardly nothing. I have people texting me. Me, the brides, are texting me like, girl, that crab dip is gone. Like, and I'm like, oh, my God. So now I have 150 angry, hungry black people crowded in the foyer of Silburn Arboretum, starving at this point until we get the room flipped over. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going crazy. Like, so many people were calling me. I was so overwhelmed. Nothing was turning out right. It's dark outside. It's just nothing is supposed to be. Nothing is the way it's supposed to be. I had like a mini breakdown. I am hysterical and a little bit dramatic. Running through the gardens of Silburn in my gown. Dragging through the ground. It's dirt all in my gown. Flowers under the tulle. My husband just runs after me like, honey, it's going to be okay. That's his favorite line, by the way. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So he whisks me back in. We're cutting the cake. Everything is calming down. I'm like, oh, this is turning out. Oh, this is okay. This is good. Until it's time to serve the food and the alcohol. Now you're talking about alcohol now. The caterers at this point, and now it's hitting me that, oh, the wedding planner was right. This is a shit show. This is a mess. So the caterers are telling people they have to stand in a line of twos to get drinks. They don't have plates. We're running around trying to get plates. And all of this is coming back to me. I don't even know how. I had like 15 people in my bridal party. And no one was really handling anything. I was handling the things. Every time you turned around, the event coordinators were coming in the room because there was commotion. I just kept her hearing fussing every time I turned around until I'm sitting there about to eat my dinner. And all of a sudden, there's this loud commotion. A fight breaks loose. My mother gets slapped in the face. Food is in the air, on the table, on the floor. It is a mess. The wedding coordinator, the event coordinator comes into the room, tells my husband, like, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to shut this down. We're probably about 45 minutes in. 45 minutes in, $25,000 in. It had to have been about, I guess, 10 years before we got married since we've been dating. Two kids in. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I am now running into the bathroom. I mean, all of it's dramatic once I think about it. I'm running into the bathroom. I'm sliding down the wall, crying in my wedding dress. There's like mascara dripping all over the place. The police are there in seconds. Now, I'm just like, we need this everywhere. Okay? They're there in seconds. And my husband is now carrying me out the back door of Silburn Arboretum in my wedding dress. He stuffs me into the car, closes the door. I haven't eaten. I haven't had a slice of cake. I don't even think I had champagne, honestly. I'm in the car. We're driving. And the drive wasn't long because I go to sleep, but I realize I probably just like passed out or fainted at this point. I wake up. We're at Royal Farms. And for my dinner, I had cheese fries and a big slushie. Okay, right at Royal Farms. Wake up again. My husband is now driving into the night. Wake up on a private beach in Atlantic City. Champagne for breakfast, so I did get that. And we're just like trying to process it all. It took months to like really just come down, forgive people, find out what really happened. And at this point, we're just planning for the honeymoon, which we intentionally planned out because we're like, are we going to go to Mexico for 10 days and leave the kids behind and have a great time? And maybe we'll even get married again there, which that was the plan. We get to Mexico. We're welcomed with, you know, beautiful cocktails with straws in them. There's amazing time. We have a great dinner the first night, which was our actual anniversary. So that was great. Probably about the third day in of 10, we are like, oh, let's go to the swim-up bar and have cocktails. And everyone is like running around frantic, closing down. And we're like, well, what's going on? We can't get reservations. They're canceling our reservations on this beautiful beachfront resort. And they're like, oh, a storm is coming. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm just thinking a storm, like we're in Baltimore, it's a storm. But they really mean a storm. We go back to the room, we order room service. Have a great night. Okay, have a great night. Wake up in the morning for breakfast, and it's just quiet. The whole place, we hear nothing. I'm like, what is going on? The phones aren't ringing. Like, nothing's working. I go downstairs to concierge, and the whole lobby is filled with people. Every 2 minutes, they're literally, like, putting new signs out. And I'm like, what is this? At this point, I'm trying to be cute. I don't have my glasses on, like, right now. Trying to be cute. I don't know what's going on. Get back up to the room. As I'm walking upstairs, the guy tells me that we are evacuating. He says, you have to pack your things and go. You can only take a backpack and 2 bottles of water and come back downstairs in 5 minutes. I get back upstairs. My husband's on a sofa with his robe on. He's got a cigar in his mouth. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm panicking. I'm like, turn on the TV. He turns on the TV. At this point, they have videos of Hurricane Katrina playing on the TV saying that this storm will be worse, okay, than Hurricane. They have people on the roofs, people swimming in the water. I'm freaking out. I'm trying to call my mom. The phones aren't working. I can't get through. And he's like, it can't be. It's going to be okay. 5 minutes later, we're evacuated to a storm shelter. 3 days into our honeymoon. Doors are boarded up. Windows are boarded up. We hear, like, things hitting up against the window. I'm hysterical once again. And he's just like, everything's going to be okay. And it was. They sent in relief flights from Southwest. So our 10-day honeymoon turned into a 3-day, or maybe 2 days if you count us staying in a storm shelter. Get back to our room. It's a tree in there. I mean, it's just a mess. It's a mess. We grab our things. We go to the airport. We're back home. We're reunited. I get to the States. Facebook's like, do you want to check in and tell your family you're safe? And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. So we got home, and I was like, for our anniversary this year, we're not doing anything. I'm not answering the phone. I was closing the blinds. I mean, it was insane. It was insane. And now we're on year 8 of marriage, which is my favorite number, and we're deciding to do it all over again. We're going to have a wedding. We now have 3 kids. And we're done. And a new beautiful golden doodle. And we will be getting married across the water at the World Trade Center on September 10th of 2022.